Larry returned with a garbage bag and a newspaper. He had Gandalf, who wore no underwear, peel off his trousers and toss them in the bag. "Now listen, Squirrel. You're running around with the jewelry of a dead woman who was killed at the same time as a man who beat down on you whenever he saw your spotty little face. Now, are you telling me that's just a funny fucking coincidence? Is that what you're saying?"
"It's cold in here. I ain't got no clothes on. Look here, I got goof bumps and everything."
Larry slammed the desk. "You killed him, Squirrel. You shot Gus, you shot him, and you shot Louisa, and you shot Paul. You rifled that register you were so hot to get your mitts on. That's what happened. Then you dragged those poor people into the freezer and you cornholed Louisa Ramardi. That's what happened." Squirrel shook his head. "No." Larry figured it was time for something else. "We have your fingerprint, Squirrel, at the scene. Did you know that? All over the register." Gandalf stilled.
"It said I was never there. Being in there saying howdy and all that ain't the same as killing."
"Keep saying no, Squirrel. We have plenty of time. I got nothing better to do than have you lie to me." Larry turned off the radiator before leaving the room. 40 minutes later, he re-entered with Wilma Amos, his task force partner, who had finally arrived. Squirrel was hunched down by the lockers, perhaps hoping to work the cuff off or just to withstand the cold, and he screamed out,
"Don't you bring no lady in here when I don't got no pants on!"
"You have pants, Squirrel. You can put them back on any time you like." Squirrel began crying with gusto. He was beat now.
"What I do? You gotta do me like this?"
"You murdered 3 people. You shot Gus and Louisa and Paul. You robbed them all, and you screwed that lady up the poop chute."
If I'd done something like that, kill 3 people and all, how come I don't remember nothing about it?"
"Well, I'm helping you, remember. I want you to think, Squirrel." They always said they couldn't remember, but sooner or later you talk to the perps, it came back. It was always something critical. Details the cops themselves hadn't tumbled to yet, which emerged. "Rami, look at me. Look at me." Awestruck and overcome, Gandalf raised his soupy brown eyes, and Larry felt some of the thrill. He couldn't resist. He had Squirrel now. He owned him. "You killed these people. I know you killed these people. Now tell me. You tell me if I'm wrong. I say you did. I say you killed them and had a good time with that lady."
"I wouldn't do nothing like that to no lady, no matter how bad I hate her."
Larry scratched his ear, a gesture of studied casualness. But he'd heard something new. "Did you hate Louisa?" he asked.
"Well, hate, you know, man. Hate no man. Ain't that what Jesus said?"
"Well," Larry said, flicking his ear the same way, "what did you have against Louisa?" Squirrel moved his hands around ineptly.
"She just one of them bitchy type bitches, you know. You know, promise you one thing, doing the next. You know how that go."
"Sure," Larry said. "And I forget now. How did you know her?" For the first time, Gandalf seemed to be grappling with memory.
"You know, she's just some cutie pie I'd be rapping to at the airport."
The airport, Larry thought. Some flippin' detective he was. Maybe somebody should have just beat him over the head with a brick a couple of times. So Squirrel knew Louisa from the airport. It was falling in place now.
"You and she ever get together?"
"No." Rami laughed bashfully, both shamed and flattered by the idea. "Wasn't never nothing like that."
"Well, then why'd you say she was a bitchy bitch? She play you? She do you wrong?"
"Man, you got some funny ideas about this." "Look, Rami, honestly, I'm trying to help you here. I want to understand the way it looked to you. I mean, you pass Gus's window, you notice this Bim who's been tricking on you. You come in, you're a little hot with her. Gus is trying to run you out. I can see how maybe this got out of control. I mean, you don't look like a killer to me. You're not a killer, are you?" In the end, that was how you got them all to cop, by saying you understood, by nodding when they said, "What choice did I have?"
not how I ever thought I was, Gandalf answered now.
Rami, what kind of stuff do you use? Whack? You use whack?
Man, you know, I don't do much of nothing. Sometimes I sniff paint, is all.
But you dusted yourself now and then, right?
Squirrel agreed.
You think maybe you were dusted on July 4th? Guys don't remember much, and it makes them pretty ornery, Squirrel. Lots of nice dudes do a lot of bad stuff on PCP.
Yeah, said Squirrel. He liked that part.
Come on, Squirrel. Tell me the story.
Squirrel very briefly dared to look at him squarely.
Don't bring no more ladies in here.
No, said Larry.
And can you shut that damn window there?
Well, let's talk some, said Larry.
In another 15 minutes, he shut the window. By then, Wilma had brought in an army blanket. Squirrel hunkered within the folds while Wilma sat in the corner scratching out notes, as Gandalf confirmed the basics. He saw Louisa through the glass as he was passing by Paradise. On reflection, his best memory was he'd taken a hit of PCP, and Gus had kept a pistol under the cash register.
Larry stood by the radiator. Is that where you got the gun?
Squirrel nodded. They always knew, Larry thought. The killer always knew something obvious that had eluded everybody else. He told Wilma to phone Greer, and then called Muriel himself.